1960s ushered in the era of music festivals, culminating with the granddaddy of them all, Woodstock, in August of 1969. But lost in the smoky haze of 1960s history is the fact that Laurel hosted a pop festival that was attended by 15,000 fans, offered an incredible lineup of some of the biggest performers at the time. In fact, five of the groups from the Laurel Pop Festival played at Woodstock the next month, and seven of the performers are now in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But the Laurel Pop Festival ended in controversy. Local media, especially the Baltimore Sun, ran numerous articles reporting on the progress of the festival. "Exciting pop music is coming to Laurel Racecourse," stated one article in the Sun, which also discussed the acts scheduled to appear. "It is estimated that their combined output of single and LP recordings exceeds 25 million. The day before the concert, the Laurel News Leader reported that advanced ticket sales have assured the success of the first Laurel Pop Festival that features artists whose names read like a who's who in the world of pop music. The festival ran for 2 days, Friday and Saturday nights, July 11 and 12. Box seats were ridiculously expensive at $10. Reserve seats ranged from $4.75 to $6.75. The first night was kicked off by blues guitarist Buddy Guy, who was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was followed by the gospel group the Edwin Hawkins Singers, who were enjoying huge success with their single, Oh Happy Day. The next act was Al Kooper, the ex-lead singer of Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Jethro Tull, whose first album, Stand Up, released a few months earlier, was the number one album in the UK, was next. They were followed by Johnny Winter, who would also perform the next month at Woodstock. Finishing the first night's set was the headliner, Hall of Fame group Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin was in the midst of their first worldwide tour and had been the opening act for The Who a month earlier at the brand new Merriweather Post Pavilion in Columbia.